Poems for me are acts of small or large desperation. They grapple with surfaces too steep to walk in any other way, yet which have to be traveled. Jane Hirschfield.
Doris Lynch's collection, Swimming to Alaska, was published in November 2023 by Bottom Dog Press. The poems describe her Alaskan adventures, including a year in an Arctic village. Her Haibun collection, Meteor Hound, published by MediaJazz.com, also came out 2023. She's won fellowships from the Alaska Council on the Arts and Indiana Arts Council. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Doris, what poems have you brought for us today?
In the wee hours, between midnight and dawn, my body practices leaving. Using sheets for sails and the bed frame for a prow, my body rehearses its last goodbye. Stars and moon lose their sway. Locked doors no longer contain me, and our bedroom windows become as porous as air. Every quarter hour, the cuckoo escapes again. Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Here, now, not above, but mated to earth through journeys of clarified light. The Navajo etched crosses onto rock walls and canyon déchè to mark the placement of stars. Tonight I watch one fall. It skips across heaven's meadows, close enough to grasp with my hand, close enough so that God's fiery hair singes my heart. Night swimming. Tonight, I am going to pierce the Susquehanna with my body, ignoring the setting moon's fractioning of light. Make cuckolds of the night birds who croon their loneliness until dawn, breaststroking to the stridulations of male crickets, then shatter hundreds of wavery stars. Beneath the voices of ravens, Pueblo Bonito, Chaco Canyon, New Mexico. We are shadows grasping for shadows of the distant past. Others who walk these paths sought warmth and camaraderie inside these walls, welcomed newborns, comforted the sick, told stories. The same bright sun warms our backs. We wait as they did for the silence of night, the jeweling of stars, hope for a new dawn. Rising to the rising sun, Pueblo voices. Night duties for trees. To provide a touring bed for moon. Catch minuscule star fragments on needles and leaves. Create a viewing perch for owls and soothe insomniac songbirds to sleep, except for the mockingbird. Bless that singer with a protracted performance space. For peeper symphonies, provide safe cover for the orchestra pit. Carve out dark hollows where fireflies blink as we sleep on comfortable mattresses and dream of spiraling nebulae. Old moon, midnight crows share stories. Night visitor, Juneau, Alaska. Once in Alaska, I slept in a forest, on a mountaintop, on a night with no moon. During the night, a bear came down and sniffed at my face. Part of me thought this is a nightmare. Another part rejoiced. Isn't it grand to be finally wholly animal? Another part of me withheld my breath as though my breath were the one pulse a bear might recognize in the hemlock forest. Inside my sleeping bag, I pulled my breasts toward my spine. My baby still nursed, and I hoped that the bear would not maul me for the taste of my milk. Yet, when that burly wall of night leaned over my face, I understood how the grass feels when rain starts to fall, unprotected, vulnerable, yet eagerly seeking this wet brush of life.
You've been listening to poems by Doris Lynch on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.